2006年度第1回実用英語技能検定準1級一次試験リスニングテスト。このテストでは、テストの方法と注意事項はすべて英語で指示されますので、よく注意して聞いてください。では始めます。
The listening test for the grade pre-1 examination is about to begin. Listen carefully to the directions. You will not be permitted to ask questions during the test. This test has 3 parts. All of the questions in these 3 parts are multiple choice questions. For each question, choose the best answer from among the 4 choices written in your test booklet. On your answer sheet,Find the number of the question and mark your answer. You are permitted to take notes for every part of this listening test. Now, here are the directions for part 1. In this part, you will hear 12 dialogues, number 1 through number 12. Each dialogue will be followed by 1 question. For each question, you will have 10 seconds to choose the best answer and mark your answer on your answer sheet.The dialogue and the question will be given only once. Now, let's begin.
I can't believe how expensive gas is getting.
Outrageous, isn't it? I wish I could find a cheaper way to get to work.
Why don't we share the driving?
That's an idea. We don't live too far from each other. But you start work a lot earlier than I do.
Well, that's no big deal. My schedule is pretty flexible, so I can probably arrange to start later.
Great. Let's give it a try. Question. What are these people thinking of doing? Number 2.
Did I tell you that I started yoga classes recently?
No, I don't think I remember you mentioning it.
Why don't you come too? It's great for your circulation and strength.
But I'm really not flexible at all.
That's the whole point.Yoga improves your flexibility. You don't have to be flexible before you start.
So, it's a beginner's class then?
Right from step one.
I'll think about it. I can barely touch my knees, let alone my toes. Question. What does the woman say?
Number 3.
John, do you have a minute?I'd like to talk to you about our dress code.
Sure.
I know this is just your second day, but I wanted to remind you that you're required to wear a tie.
Oh, right. I was wearing one this morning, but I spilled coffee on it and had to take it off. See?
Well, that doesn't look so bad. In fact, it's hardly noticeable.
Okay, if you don't think it looks too sloppy. Question. What does the woman want the man to do?Number 4.
Hi, Ron. What are you reading?
The classified ads. Unfortunately, I'm apartment hunting.
What's wrong with the place you've got now?
Well, the owners sold the building, and now the new landlord is raising the rent sky high.
That's too bad. It was so spacious, and in such a great neighborhood, too.
Yeah, and the rent was only $700 a month. What are the odds of ever finding a place like that again? Question.Why is Ron planning to move from his apartment?
Number 5.
Hi, Hazel. Isn't Jane here yet?
No. She was supposed to meet us 10 minutes ago.
Well, that doesn't surprise me. I don't think she's ever been on time for anything in her whole life.
And I don't think she'll ever change. What should we do? The show starts at 8 o'clock, right?
Don't worry.It really starts at 8:30. I only said it started at 8 to make sure Jane doesn't make us late.
Good thinking. I guess that's the best thing to do whenever Jane's joining us. Question. What have the man and woman concluded? Number 6.
Hello, front desk. Can I help you?
Yes, I'm in room 302.It's so hot in here I can hardly breathe.
I assume you've tried adjusting the temperature already.
Several times. It's at the lowest possible setting, but it doesn't seem to be having any effect. I'm boiling up here.
That's very strange. I sincerely apologize. I'll have someone from our maintenance staff go up and look at it right away.
Thanks. I'd appreciate that. Question. What is the woman's problem?
Number 7. Hello, Mrs. Parker. I got back into town last night, but I'm afraid I won't be able to make it to the office today.
Is everything all right, James? Did your flight get in late?
No. My son's come down with a nasty fever, so I'm taking him to the doctor.
Sorry to hear that. I hope it's not too serious. I know the flu's been going around.
Actually, I'm worried that's what he's got.
I hope you don't come down with anything yourself. Let me know what happens.
I will. Thanks. Question. Why is the man taking the day off work? Number 8.
Hi, Paul. Fancy seeing you here. What do you think of this new mall? It's gigantic, isn't it?
It's like a city in itself, Mary. There are several banks and a multiplex movie theater, not to mention all the brand name shops.
There are several interesting import stores on the first floor, too. That's where I picked up these placemats. What did you buy?
Nothing. I just strolled around. I found something pretty unbelievable on the third floor. A wedding chapel, of all things. Perhaps you and Stephen would like to get hitched here.
No, thanks. Actually, I'm looking for him now. We're planning to have lunch in the food court.
In this crowd? Good luck. Question. What are Mary and Stephen going to do at the mall?
Number 9. Have you seen the play that opened at the community theater?
Not yet. I was thinking of going on Saturday night. I've heard it's quite good.
The acting was just amazing. The lead actress played a blind woman, and she had me totally convinced that she couldn't see.
Nice to know we have so much local talent. Who's directing the show?
A retired director from New York. In fact, he directed the original off-Broadway version several years ago. Now he just directs for fun. It's definitely worth seeing.
Wow. I think I'll call later today and make a reservation.
Question. What does the woman say about the play? Number 10. Excuse me, the automatic checkout machine seems to be on the blink. Can I check my books out here at the desk?
You can, but I'm sure the machine is fine. It was working a few minutes ago.
Well, I never have much luck with technology. Computers just don't seem to like me.
Did you enter your library card number on the keyboard before scanning your books?
Oh, was I supposed to? No wonder it didn't work. Sorry.
No problem. You can find the instructions printed on a sheet right by the machine.
Question. What is the problem?
Number 11.
I finally found the ideal spot for my new hair salon. I just signed the lease today.
You're opening another shop? The first one must be doing quite well.
Business is great. My new salon will have a special focus, though. We'll offer haircuts exclusively for children.
I didn't know there was a demand for that.
The children's beauty market is so hot now. I just figure I can't lose.
I'd be wary of trends. They often don't last long. Anyway, how does one make the haircutting experience different for children?
We make the environment fun. The salon chairs will be in the shape of animals, and kids can choose from various scented shampoos.
Well, I wish you luck. Question. How does the woman feel about her new business project? Number 12. Good afternoon, madam. Can I help you find a pair of shoes?
I hope so. I'm looking for some black ones. They're for formal occasions, so they need to be chic but comfortable.
What about this pair? It's our most popular style these days.
They're lovely, but the heels are way too high. Just looking at them makes my feet ache.
Okay, then, how about this pair? Comfort with style. What's more, they happen to be on sale now at 30% off.
They look perfect. Do you have them in a size 7?
Let me check. I'm sorry, madam. We're out of that size in black. We do have a similar pair in brown, however.
No, thanks. Let me just look around some more.
Question. What is the woman's problem?
Here are the directions for part 2. In this part, you will hear 6 passages, A through F. Each passage will be followed by 2 questions, number 13 through number 24. For each question, you will have 10 seconds to choose the best answer and mark your answer on your answer sheet. The passage and the questions will be given only once. Now, let's begin.
Another cup of coffee?
Do you sometimes worry about how much coffee you drink? Now you can relax. Earlier fears about coffee have proven groundless. Furthermore, several positive effects have recently been discovered. Concerned that coffee increased the risk of heart attacks, medical experts launched a massive 40-year study in the 1960s. Now, 40 years later, the results showed that there is no connection between coffee consumption and heart attacks. Interestingly, they did find that heavy coffee drinkers are actually less likely to develop Parkinson's disease. A Harvard University study revealed more good news. People who consume 4 to 5 cups a day lower their risk of type 2 diabetes. The only negative that's turned up, according to a Johns Hopkins study, is that coffee drinkers may have slightly higher blood pressure. For now, though, experts agree that drinking up to 3 cups a day is safe. It may even be good for you.
Questions. Number 13. What did the 40-year study reveal? Number 14. According to the speaker, what ill effect can coffee have? B. Personality and your fitness routine. Ever wonder why some people who start an exercise program give up so easily? The reason may be simple. Few people actually consider their personality when choosing a physical activity. That's the opinion of Dr. James Gavin, whose research appeared in the journal The Physician and Sports Medicine. Before choosing an exercise routine, Gavin suggests considering various factors. Do you like exercising alone or in groups? How much control do you want? And how competitive are you? Loners may prefer jogging alone, while those who like control and structure may prefer ballroom dancing as opposed to jazz dance. Competitors may opt for individual or team sports, like tennis or basketball, and risk-takers may choose an intense sport, say mountain biking, that provides a thrill. Gavin recommends consulting with your physician first. After that, take a personality profile test and use those results to determine which activity may suit you best.
Questions. Number 15. What is this passage mainly about? Number 16. According to Dr. Gavin, what is one thing people should do before beginning an exercise program? C. Not just a cute chickadee. The familiar little North American songbird called the chickadee is surprisingly smart. Chickadees chirp detailed warnings when a predator is near. In fact, their abilities are making scientists take a second look at the complexity of communication between birds. Researchers recorded chickadee songs. They found that when the birds spot danger, they change their regular chickadee call to alert other birds. The greater the risk, the longer their songs become. Recordings of these alarm calls reveal their accuracy. For instance, when shown a fake hawk, the little birds were fooled only once. After that, they responded only to live hawks. Furthermore, studies reveal that their songs even vary depending on the type of predator the chickadees spot. Few people imagine that these little birds had such a complex language. Such research suggests that we've only begun to understand the depth of communication between birds.
Questions. Number 17. When a chickadee signals more serious danger, what happens to its song? Number 18. What conclusion does the speaker make? D. Fit to be framed. Welcome back to All About Art. Pretty as a picture, we say, but it's easy to forget that the beauty of a picture is greatly influenced by what frames it. Indeed, it's not too much to say that framing is itself an art. First, consider what kind of frame to use, metal or wood. Then, what color and what thickness. Traditional oil paintings tend to look better in elaborate wooden frames, while modern or abstract work is nicely highlighted by silver or gold metal frames, depending on the image. Second, consider how much space is needed between the image and the frame. Smaller images tend to benefit from wider margins. Large paintings don't need as much space around the artwork. Lastly, be sure that all materials are acid-free. This will help preserve the image as long as possible. Thanks for listening. Next week, we'll be looking at Japanese woodblock prints.
Questions. Number 19. What is this talk mainly about? Number 20. According to the speaker, what frame is best for an old-fashioned oil painting? E. Hudson Bay polar bears. Can they bear it? Every year between July and November, polar bears can be found along the shoreline of Canada's Hudson Bay. There they relax before the more physically demanding months of winter. Since the early 1980s, however, the bears have become the spotlight of an autumn sightseeing spectacle. Though the bears don't appear at first to be bothered by onlookers, careful observation proves otherwise. Specifically, they stand up and carefully scan the environment much more often when being watched, thus interrupting their relaxation. And during peak season, a busload of tourists pulls in or out about every 10 minutes. The dangers to the bears are plenty. First, vehicles create stress for the more watchful males. And if Papa is paying so much attention to tourists, he has less time to protect his family. This leaves females and their cubs open to attack by hungry young males.
Questions. Number 21. What do the polar bears do from July to November? Number 22. What effect does sightseeing have on the polar bears? F. Who's handling your food? Walk into almost any fast food joint and chances are the employees will be wearing clean-looking gloves. Your burger and fries are in safe, clean hands, right? Maybe not. Dean Cliver, a food safety expert, says that the main purpose of gloves is to give the appearance of cleanliness to customers and health inspectors. Unfortunately, though, glove wearing tends to foster an attitude that washing hands is not important. What's worse is that dirty hands quickly contaminate gloves when the wearer puts them on. In fact, a study of 140 restaurants in the American Midwest found something that might cause you to lose your appetite. There was no statistical difference in the amount of bacteria found on food handled with gloves compared with bare hands. Cliver and other health experts emphasize that the key to safe food handling is simple. Wash your hands.
Questions. Number 23. What effect does glove wearing in the restaurant industry have? Number 24. What did the study in the American Midwest reveal about food preparation? Finally, here are the directions for Part 3. In this part, you will hear five passages, G through K. The passages represent real-life situations and may contain sound effects. Each passage will have one question, number 25 through number 29. Before each passage, you will have 10 seconds to read the situation and question written in your test booklet. After you hear the passage, you will have 10 seconds to choose the best answer and mark your answer on your answer sheet. The passage will be given only once. Now, let's begin.
You have 10 seconds to read the situation and question number 25.
Bad news, music lovers. K-Sky Radio and Bingham College have announced that their co-sponsored concert featuring Deadly Brew has been canceled. The concert was scheduled for this Friday at the college's Oxley Auditorium. Word has it that one of the band members has suffered an injury. Those who have already bought tickets should head to the campus ticket office for a refund. In addition, Deadly Brew is offering fans a discount on their next concert. Check their website for details. Please do not contact K-Sky or off-campus ticket offices for refunds.
Now mark your answer on your answer sheet.
H. You have 10 seconds to read the situation and question number 26.
Good morning. You will be assigned to different rooms for testing, depending on which school you attend. Students from Sunset High School should report to room 102. Mountain View High School students will be taking tests in room 105. Those from Wells Academy should go to the auditorium. If you are from any other high school, please wait here until your room assignment is made. Upon entering your assigned testing room, students need to provide picture identification and an admission ticket. No electronic devices, food, or drink will be allowed in the examination rooms.
Now mark your answer on your answer sheet.
I. You have 10 seconds to read the situation and question number 27.
At Totally Fit, we offer a great range of membership services for getting and staying in shape. The most popular is the weekday plan that lets you use all our facilities from 9 to 5 every weekday. A great deal. We also have the round-the-clock plan that allows you to come on any day at any time. Or why not try the less expensive daybreak plan that allows you to use the gym every morning from 5:30 to 8. And for the price of two adults, we offer the double deal plan that gives the entire family unlimited access to club facilities.
Now mark your answer on your answer sheet.
J. You have 10 seconds to read the situation and question number 28.
We'll soon be arriving at the Salinas bus terminal for a brief stop before continuing to San Jose. Those whose destination is Santa Cruz or Monterey should change buses here. Your baggage will be automatically transferred. I've just been informed that the arrival of the bus to Monterey will be delayed. Please inquire at the ticket counter to find out when and from which gate the next bus will depart. Those passengers heading to Santa Cruz should go to gate number 2. For those going to San Jose, we will be departing the terminal at 2:20.
Now mark your answer on your answer sheet.
Okay. You have 10 seconds to read the situation and question number 29.
Hi, Jane here. Listen, my brother's in the hospital. He's been in an accident and broken his leg. He wants me to go to his house and grab some pajamas and things for him. Anyway, I won't be able to pick up my kids after school. Would you pick them up and watch them at your place until I can swing by and get them? I know it's a lot to ask, but I know I can rely on you. Call my cell phone when you get this message. Thanks.
Now mark your answer on your answer sheet.
Your time is up. Stop writing and wait quietly until the answer sheets have been collected.